So for the past two decades, organizations have been chasing these elusive human resource practices like collaboration, working across boundaries, organizational learning, and engagement. And primarily, the way we've worked on that is by focusing on behavior and trying to teach skill. And for the most part, research is showing us that we're not being very successful at it. I don't know if you realize it, but 75 to 80% of organizations in the last 20 years have said collaborating across boundaries is key to their success. And yet, only 20 to 25% of them think that they do it very well. Part of the reason I think that we're failing is that behavior, though it gives us the illusion of control, actually is just a manifestation of more unconscious forces that we pay little attention to. In order to really build the collaborative capacity that we seek, we've got to get beyond looking at surface things like skill. We've got to get to what is really driving us as human beings. And what we're really talking about is building capacity. Capacity are things like maturity, emotional awareness, humility, the ability to see a broader perspective, to be able to entertain an idea that is in complete opposition to your own and see some value in it so that you can see something new. In this workshop, we are going to talk about and look at how do we build capacity of every person in an organization. We're also going to look at how do we create a learning container that we're calling action learning as a way to teach these capacities in a way that is often sought but rarely taught in our world today. Why don't you come join us?
What's really driving behavior? Is it these outside forces, or is it what we kind of bring to the table, our own feelings of inadequacy, maybe experiences that we've had where we think, oh, I can't do that, or Greg thinks bad of me, or I had this interaction with Greg a year ago, and I can't have the same thing. Well, a lot of that is you and the choices you make, which is something that I think is so important, is choices. And I know you talk about that, is just deciding, okay, what am I going to do? Why am I going to do it? And how will I get the best result?
Right. Yeah, because I think we're not really aware of the choices we make. And because we're not very self-aware, and as you're talking about, it's an emotional awareness as much as an intellectual awareness. We don't realize how we're shaped by those events and the lasting impact they have. And so we go in thinking we don't have any choice, everything's predetermined. Or we think that we got to imitate some behavior that's going to fix it for us. When in reality, if you learn to be real and help other people be real, see what they don't see, you can fix what's really wrong.
Yeah. Hey, ET Tulsa. Welcome to Hogan Taylor. Looking forward to hosting you as we welcome Dr. Greg Robinson, my friend and colleague from Williams from years ago, to actually be here and to talk to us about leading from where you are. I know you won't want to miss it. It's going to be a great session. And again, excited to have you here. Make plans to attend.